Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we could meet together tonight and look at this subject that maybe doesn't often get talked about. And Lord, we ask that you bless this time together. Lord, that you show us how you have operated throughout history. Lord, how you've done things. Lord, show us more of Christ, and let us be more consumed with him. God, we pray this for your glory, and in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the Truth Hunters Forum. It's whenever the first thing of the month happens on a first day of the month, it's always a little tricky to remember. But tonight is the Truth Hunters Forum. And as we come into the Christmas season, I think sometimes Christians maybe shoved way in the back of our minds, we might have this little inkling that as we're decorating, as we're singing maybe certain songs, as we're seeing all these different things, we might have the thoughts that it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of biblical stuff about it. Right? I mean, we know that in our society, if there was any biblical warrant to Christmas originally, we know that it pretty much got hijacked, you know, where we are at today, basically by whiny, spoiled kids with parents looking to atone for a year's worth of lost time, and a capitalism who is more than willing to supply the sacrifice. But we also look around and see all these Christmas accoutrements, like Christmas trees and holly, mistletoe. Yeah, we're really liking the mistletoe at our time. That's it's the only time we really can kiss the kids. And they want us to. We have garland and ornaments and lights. Goes on. And we might think, is it okay to deck the halls? Is this something that is honoring to Christ? Where did this stuff come from, right? I don't see any of that in Paul's letters. Then, not to mention maybe the biggest perplexity of all, if you've ever heard anything like this, what is with December 25th, right? Why that date? I mean, according to the biblical evidence, it's honestly, it's difficult to just pin down the year in which Christ was born, let alone the month and the day. And then, mine goes back to old Uncle Louie, right? That old curmudgeon sitting in the kitchen while mom's baking cookies, Christmas cookies, after decorating. He sits you on his lap when you're a kid and he says, "Let me tell you something, bud. You know, all this stuff is just hokey, right? This ain't religious. Christmas is a pagan holiday." Leave it to old Uncle Louie. And we wonder as believers, are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the right thing by honoring this day, this season, even? Is Christmas, in part, in whole, at its roots, is it a pagan holiday? That's our subject for tonight. And to work towards an answer to this question, we have to explore two elements of Christmas, which critics often use to try to unwrap the holiday as pagan. First, we need to consider the date of Christmas. Why December 25th? And then we'll look at one of the most scintillating Christmas traditions. So first, the date. Now, we know the Bible doesn't give us a date for the birth of Christ. Okay, we can sort of estimate the year in the year of Caesar Augustus when he took the census and all that stuff. Kind of go back and get it within a couple years. But after Christ arose and the Spirit came to indwell the redeemed people of God, Jesus' disciples went out to the farthest reaches of the known world in order to make disciples of all nations. And in many of those nations to which the gospel came in contact in the ancient world, the time in which we know as December today was a season that was jam-packed with traditional and religious celebration. Closest to home, of course, with the Jews, you have Hanukkah, right? Festival of Lights. And then up in Europe, much of the December celebrations, in one way or another, you could probably guess, had to do with the sun. The winter solstice. December 21st, of course, the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. Day that marks the turnaround, the turning point in the battle between light and darkness. With light now beginning to march its way toward victory. And this date, December 21st, in our calendar, according to the research that I could find, corresponds to December 25th on the Roman calendar of the time. So the Romans celebrated this day, as many, many cultures have, and some still do. The Romans celebrated it, calling it, there's a couple names that I found. One of them is Dies Natalis Solis Invicti. Great. Means the birth of the unconquered sun. The birth, right? Now that the sun is making headway in this battle. The birth, he's returning, but he's unconquered, right? There's still daylight. And throughout December, the Romans also celebrated the festival to Saturnalia, which also highlighted the triumph of light after the longest night. And gift-giving was an important element of this celebration. And then moving north into Europe to Germania and Scandinavia, they called the similar day, a similar celebration of this day, Yule. Yule. Here, in this part of the world, at this time, families, of course, would bring home large logs, set them on fire, and feast until the sparks went out. The hungrier you are, the bigger log you need. In much of Europe as well, December was the time when most of the cattle were slaughtered. And also, probably more important for these festivals, this is when the beer and the wine had finally fermented enough and were ready to be consumed. And in all these cultures, in Rome and the rest of Europe, evergreens were an important part of decorating during these celebrations. So is Christmas a pagan holiday? Well, how did December 25th become Christian? How did December 25th become Christian? This is really where we need to go. In the early church, we're going to do a little skim through history here. In the early church, Easter, of course, was the most central holiday. It seems, though, that there was some banter tossed around in the early church that the about the birth of Christ happening in the winter. One of the dates that was posited many, many years ago was January 6th. But at the start, Jesus' birth was not celebrated. The earliest date that I'm aware of that I could find of Christians at least claiming that the birth of Christ happened, or at least was recognized to have happened, or recognized in a memorable sort of way, on December 25th is AD 273. That's 273 years after thereabouts, after the birth of Christ. But still, it's relatively early in church history. And as you would expect, with the date of December 25th, of course, in the Roman world, even from the beginning, Christians seem to have fielded quite a bit of criticism because they're just twisting a pagan holiday, right? And in AD 320, not long after, one theologian answered this criticism by noting, quote, "We hold this day holy, not like the pagans because of the birth of the Son, but because of Him who made it." Several years later, in the mid-300s AD, December 25th became finally enshrined as the official date to celebrate the birth of Christ. And that was all courtesy of Pope Julius I. Why did he choose that date, though? Why not try to avoid these pagan holidays? That was actually the opposite. He wanted to get right at the pagan holiday. It seems he chose this date, confirmed this date, not as the birth of Christ, per se, but as a day to remember it, to celebrate it. In order to absorb, kind of, these pagan festivals that occurred at the same time. So, the date that the birth of Christ is celebrated, and remember here, we're just talking about the date, we're not talking about the actual birth of Christ. We know that is a historical fact. That's a true occurrence in human history. But the date of celebration seems to have been not a compromise or some kind of messy merging with paganism, but actually a response to it. An attempt to transform it. Countercultural event, possibly even for those early believers, an escape, a way of escape from the pagan holidays that were going on at that time. When you think about it, really, what better day? Now, calendars seem to have, been fudged. But what better day than the winter solstice to celebrate the birth of Christ, since we don't actually know when it was? Right, as the world is in its darkest and the light is beginning to reign victoriously. Isaiah 9, right? The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. And Jesus in John 8, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What better day to celebrate Christmas? Augustine, in the late 300s, early 400s, during a Christmas sermon, saw the celebration of Christ's birth on this day as making sense. He said, "Hence it is that he was born on the day which is the shortest in our earthly reckoning, and from which subsequent days begin to increase in length. He, therefore, who bent low and lifted us up, chose the shortest day, yet the one whence light begins to increase." So, in and of itself, is Christmas a pagan holiday? No. No, from its inception into the church calendar, it's a day, it's a season even, to celebrate the day that God came to this earth, taking on human flesh, coming to a broken and rebellious world in order that He might redeem it. The day itself, though, it was arbitrary, sort of, in one way, because we don't know the actual day. It was strategically chosen not to get along with paganism, but to actually kind of beat it out and whittle it away, whittle its influence away. And looking back over the last 1700 years, it's pretty successful. So that's the date of Christmas. And obviously we don't have the time to talk about everything about Christmas. But let's talk about probably its most iconic symbol. I don't mean Santa Claus, right? You probably have some kind of familiarity with that development there, as you've probably tried to explain that to your kids at some point. It's the Christmas tree. Is that a vestige of ancient pagan worship practices? Well, if you remember from the beginning, we heard that evergreen boughs or evergreen pieces were used in Roman and Northern European celebrations of the winter solstice. But honestly, when you think about it, in ancient Rome, and even up through to the more recent, through church history into the recent past of Christianity's celebration of Christmas, if you're going to have a holiday in December, what else are you going to decorate with? Right? You can't just go on Etsy or hop on Oriental Trading and find some plastic stuff. And why would you want to bring a bunch of dead deciduous branches into your house to remind you of all the barren deciduous trees that are outside? But anyway, does the Christmas tree have pagan roots? Every year, are we setting up an Asherah pole in our homes, in our living rooms, pretending to worship Yahweh? There's a number of accounts in the historical record as to where this tradition of bringing a Christmas tree or bringing a pine tree into the home originated. The three most documented, popular, and what seemed to be the most likely actually are all from Germany. So, sorry, Keith. And these stories span from the 8th century, so the 700s, all the way up to the 16th century, 1500s. And there's probably a good chance that they relate to one another, or build off of one another, correspond in some way. But the first is about Boniface. This is a quote. In the 8th century, Boniface was a missionary to some of the remotest tribes of Germany. He is probably best known for what is called the felling of Thor's oak. It is said that upon entering a town in northern Hesse, Boniface learned that the people worshipped the god Thor, who they believe resided in a great oak tree among them. Boniface determined that if he wanted to earn an audience with the people, he would have to confront Thor. He announced before the people that he was going to cut down the oak. And he openly challenged Thor to strike him down. Kind of like Elijah. This one's pretty cool, though. Miraculously, as Boniface began to chop the oak, a mighty wind blew and hurled the tree to the ground. Tradition holds that a fir tree was growing in the roots of the oak, and Boniface claimed the tree as a symbol of Christ. Needless to say, the people readily accepted Boniface's message, and the tree eventually came to be associated with the birth of Christ and a celebration of the day when the mighty God, who could hurl a gigantic oak to the ground, chose to humbly enter the world as a babe. That's the first possibility. Second, comes from a medieval religious play from Germany, popular in Germany. It was called the Paradise Play. Quote, "It started with the creation of man, acted out the first sin, and showed Adam and Eve being expelled from paradise, the Garden of Eden. It closed with the promise of a coming Savior, which made the play a particular favorite during the Christmas season. In the play, the Garden of Eden was most often represented by a fir tree hung with apples and surrounded by candles. So, tree of knowledge of good and evil. Third possibility, or maybe third stage in this story, comes from Martin Luther, who evidently was pretty good with tools, because he traded in his hammer for a saw. The story goes that on Christmas Eve, Luther was walking through the woods near his home. He was struck by the beauty of how the snow shimmered in the moonlight on the branches of the trees. In an effort to recreate the magnificent sight for his family, he cut down the tree, placed it in his home, and decorated it with candles. So according to the historical information that we have available, the origin of the Christmas tree is explicitly Christian, isn't it? So, finishing up, is Christmas a pagan holiday? No. It didn't originate that way at all, it seems. It was not a blend with paganism. Neither in its date, its celebration, its purpose, nor in many of its trappings. So celebrate it. Decorate for it. Laugh, love, and feast on it. With a pure heart and a clean conscience. The light of the world has come, right? The darkness is being dispelled. The darkness of sin. God himself has entered human history, born of a virgin according to promise, bypassing the infection of sin so that he could live a righteous life that humanity has been charged to live but failed, and yet credit us with his righteousness. He came so that he could die under the death that his people have earned and deserved, so that we might be freed from sin's power and penalty and justified before God. Came so that he could rise as the king of the world and the light of the world, bringing his kingdom of love, joy, peace, hope to this darkness. So Christmas is not inherently or originally a pagan holiday, but it can become one. And I think in our world it has. Maybe it has. Us. The joy of Christmas has been losing its luster ever since you were a kid. It's probably because you're celebrating and you're feasting and sacrificing to and hoping in the wrong God. The Christmas season, something that elevates your stress and deflates your mood, consumed maybe by getting the right presents, figuring out family and decorations and food and all that other stuff. Is that honoring to the Prince of Peace? Is that being a witness to the joy, the life, the freedom, the reconciliation he came to bring to this world? We might need to change how we celebrate Christmas. Not because it's inherently evil, but because our own hearts are. We need to teach our kids, grandkids, the right God to worship during this Christmas season, and the right way to worship him in Christmas. Not just with our words, but with our actions and our attitudes. Questions, thoughts, comments.